Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with the new executive director for Keokuk County Conservation, Curtis Pye Rickard.
How long have you been working for Keokuk County Conservation?
I'm into my 20th year. I haven't completed 20 years, but I've completed 19 and into my 20th.
What has been your experience at Keokuk County Conservation?
I've been a ranger naturalist here at Belvedere. That includes law enforcement, general maintenance of the parks, fish and game enforcement, and just regular Code of Iowa enforcement, and to give environmental programs.
How does it feel to be taking over the role as executive director?
I suppose some people think it's a huge deal in their life. Just a different thing. My previous director, he always encouraged involvement, and I was involved with a lot of the stuff with the park, and he was very open about, you know, buying into the whole aspect of it, which, you know, you understand that you have to buy into a program to be successful, and it's really not that big of a deal. I mean, everybody is being very kind and gracious and congratulatory towards me, but it's just, you know, I've been here 20 years, and it's just a different title, really.
Did it kind of feel like a natural progression or a role that you were looking into stepping into?
Oh, sure. It's been that way for several years. You know, we have a good conservation board. Have always had great conservation boards here in Keokuk County. I mean, really professional people that are progressive and want to see things grow. You know, it's been that way since I started in 99, and we're just continuing on that way.
So what other projects or things going on for Keokuk County Conservation do you have going on or looking forward to this year?
Really, I'd like to just get through the first year and not blow all of our money, you know. But I'd like to, you know, maybe buy a couple pieces of equipment. We might put in another modern pit toilet. Is kind of the best words for them. They're exactly like what Lake Darling State Park has. I'm sure, you know, you've been there. And we installed one last year, and we would like to do another one, maybe somewhere around our lower campground, and update that toilet down there. But you know, really, we just got to get our new officer going and get him going with some of the school programs, and try to get things going that way. We do got some little projects that we'd like to do, but they're pretty minimal. We had a big paving project on the north side of our lake to make a parking lot handicap accessible for buses and for handicap vehicles with ramps and things like that. So that was a pretty big project last fall, but just smaller projects to maybe enhance the park a little bit.
You referred to an officer. Who has been hired for your replacement?
Replacement is Stratton Bond. He was a Missouri conservation agent the past year, and he originally grew up in Keokuk County, and he just decided to come home and be around his family. He's going to start a new life, being married this summer sometime, and just kind of decided when he wanted to get back to Iowa, and he talks very highly of Missouri, but he just decided to come back.
Are you a native to Keokuk County?
I am. Yes, I'm. I grew up in Keokuk County. I grew up in Richland. I left for a little bit. Then, of course, during college, and graduated from Pekin High School and graduated from William Penn College.
And so you've been working for Keokuk County Conservation for about 20 years, and, of course, hopefully many years more. What has been gratifying about, you know, working for conservation?
I think there's several things. I don't think you can put just one thing in on that. I think county conservation is really a unique thing in the fact that we might be scrubbing out a shower house or cleaning a toilet and then mowing and then weed eating and then arresting somebody for whatever, for drug charges or for domestic in the campground. I think what's unique about it is we get to do multiple things and we get to put on multiple faces. And then you may do something in law enforcement, and then 2 hours later you may be given a program to a third grade, you know, elementary class. So I think it's a unique job. I think it's great that you can buy into a place like Belvedere and call it your own And, you know, because we've spent a tremendous amount of time here. Our other staff, our other ranger has been here 10 years. He works every weekend in the summer, and it takes a special person to do that. And we have those type of people here, and our director that's leaving was that way. And it's a unique thing.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with the new executive director for Keokuk County Conservation, Curtis Pye Rickard. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.